Militants threaten to blow up Palestine's Bible Society office in Gaza. Kenya's famine impacts the pace of a new outreach partnership. And food security problems are causing difficulties for a Bible school in Tanzania. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. Topping the news, armed militants have threatened to blow up the building housing the Gaza office of the Palestine Bible Society unless it shuts its doors. The Bible Society received a letter from militants containing that threat 8 days ago. E3 Partners Tom Doyle says their workers are taking the threat seriously.
These threats have started to materialize as they set up a bomb right in front of the Bible Society in Gaza City, and now these threats are following the believers as they're getting calls at their homes from the same group that are saying that they're going to do some damage or possibly even try to kill them.
As a result of the letter, the landlord demanded that the offices close, at least temporarily.
February 28th is the day that this terrorist group has said that they're going to blow up the Bible Society. And so these threats are very real since they've already started to do that with one bomb going off. We just need to lift up our brothers and sisters in the Gaza Strip.
Doyle doesn't believe it'll stop their work, though.
You'd always think that it would stop the evangelistic work, but it actually helps it. It just gives the believers a new understanding of really what they face. They pray. They alert people around the world to pray for the believers in Gaza.
Next, even with heightened tensions among Muslims, the World Bible Translation Center's Gary Bishop says God is doing some great things. Dignitaries from more than 160 countries attended the 54th annual National Prayer Breakfast held in Washington, D.C. earlier this month.
With the unrest in our world today, with the terrorist fears that are so prevalent throughout our world, to know that God is orchestrating peace and movement of Christians into that Islamic world through things like the prayer breakfast is an exciting thing.
Bishop is thrilled to see how the Arabic New Testament on CD is impacting lives.
Within the Islamic world, whether it be Pakistan or whether it be Jordan or other places, there is just a strong movement of God. And we feel particularly privileged to join God in what he's doing by making Arabic scripture available.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Kenya's famine is hampering a ministry's effectiveness.
People are just in crisis about where they're going to get their next meal.
And Getty's Resource Center's Bruce Okma says they've partnered with special ministries there. That agency works primarily with orphans, but with the food shortages, they need financial help, sponsors for the children, and prayer. And Getty's support is multifaceted, explains Okma, starting with commitment.
Through our ministry and Getty Resource Center, which provides Christian educational materials, we hope to resource their teachers, possibly leading seminars in Kenya, for their staff and for community people.
Okma explains that their work is tangible evangelism.
The ministry component is somewhat passive in the sense of what we would normally think of as active evangelism, but the ministry is coming through help and love, sharing the love of Christ with the community.
Meanwhile, the food shortage in Tanzania is hitting the Grace Ministries Bible School hard there. The latest report from the Tatanda Bible School is that the students have no food and will not be able to come to classes. A bag of corn costs more than twice the average for this time of year, and next year will be worse since the rains this year have been very poor. Pray for the Tatanda School that classes would be able to resume on schedule. And earlier this month, over 1,000 people gathered in Sri Lanka for a conference entitled Looking Beyond the World. Back to the Bible calls it a particularly good showing, given recent safety concerns. Now in its second year, this event is called the Urbana of Sri Lanka. Many sense that something big is happening. The major Bible colleges in the country canceled classes and asked their students to attend. Pray that many would be mobilized to share the hope of Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's Black History Month in the U.S. Buckner Orphan Care's Shoes for Orphan Souls is making available the CD, Spirituals, Songs of the Soul, featuring Larnell Harris, Marilyn McCoo, and others. These songs may stir your soul to reach out to the oppressed like innocent orphans around the world. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.